of you who have iDevices heard of the app called VizWiz, V-I-Z-W-I-Z.
It doesn't work with Verizon phones, I don't think.
They're releasing an update, or one's coming that's supposed to fix that in the very near future. Basically, what it does is it just, you can take a picture of an object. I've tested it on a box of cereal, a container of hummus. I've also tested it with the design on the front of a sweatshirt. Take a picture with your iPhone's camera, record a question, and submit it, and you'll actually get a response from a human person over the internet, anonymously, of course. I'm currently wearing a windbreaker, which has a Boston Red Sox that literally says Red Sox across the front of it. I am going to do my best to spread it out smoothly on the table in front of me, take a picture of it with VizWiz, and try to get it to say what it says on the front. This may or may not work. You can usually get pretty good if you don't get it focused right, because it does use the iPhone's camera, and focusing the camera properly can be a bit of a challenge at times.
Can I just say something about focusing the camera? You know that the way to focus it is just to sort of tap on the middle of it, of the screen.
Right, but this is different in that it has a take a picture button. There is no viewfinder. It tries to autofocus and do what it can. So I'm using an iPod Touch 4th generation. So I'm opening VizWiz right now. The interface for this thing is extremely basic. On the main screen, that's it. A button that says take a photo, thing that says use the camera to take a photo, and a take photo button. That's all that's on this home screen. Or it says camera, actually. So now, this is, again, not an exact science, but I'm going to do the best I can to position the camera over the middle of the label and get my fingers clear of the camera.
And you're using which camera? The back camera, that's what I thought.
How far are you from the surface of the shirt?
About, 8 inches to a foot. That's about where you want to be.
Okay.
So I'm going to... And you may or may not have been able to hear, but it snapped the picture. Mm-hmm. Now there's a thing which says record a question. So, I'll double tap and record a question. So, what is written on the front of this jacket? All right, now we get to what's called the sources screen, which has Web Workers, which is the service through Amazon where you can post very basic tasks for random people to do and they'll get done either free or for a very small fee. I believe these are free. If any of you have used the Omobi app, it will also submit to the same engine that uses. You can also email it to a person or multiple people, and you can also send it via Twitter. So I'm going to submit it to the Web Workers and the IQ engine. So I'm hitting send. Please wait while your question is sent, it just said. All right, so now I'm on the view answers screen, and it says basically just please wait while new answers available. Let's see what I got. It said Red Sox. Yep, and it identified it. It said Red Sox. That is the extent of what VizWiz does.
Yeah, somebody told me the other day they were on a computer, the JAWS stopped working, and they took a picture of the screen, and somebody told them what the message was on that.
The app, completely free. If you have an iDevice with a camera, this app is worth it, yep, in my opinion. A 4th generation iPod Touch, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPad 2 will all work with this VizWiz app.
What if you had something and it was sort of fairly complicated, like there was like 20 or 25 words or something on it? I mean, what would you use? What would you not use something like this for?
For example, I would not use this to read a letter. Say I got something in the mail. I wouldn't ask somebody to read me the letter.
I would use this for things that need identification. Like, for example, say you're going to watch a Red Sox game, and you got your Red Sox shirt and your Bruins shirt, but you can't really tell by feel which is which. Snap a picture, ask which one it is.
I used it the other day to identify a couple of food items. But I wouldn't ask it to read a recipe. You know what I mean? I wouldn't use it for a print
something
menu.
Very basic. I actually had somebody take a picture of a box of brownies and brownie mix, mm-hmm, and said, what are the directions for this? And I actually came back with 3 or 4 different messages. The person split up in like 4 different messages, and right, I did come back with cooking directions.
You could probably do something for something simple like that, but like a whole page of stuff, you probably
right
wouldn't want to. And I think the thing is, too, one of the concerns I have, frankly, is that a lot of people are playing with this and trying to see what they can get. I hope we don't wear out the web workers by doing some frivolous stuff.
Who are these people?
Who knows? Oh.
Just don't scan your credit card, okay?
Yeah, I would not use it for a credit card.
Basically, unless you're willing to post a picture of this on a public a picture on a public website,
yeah, don't
use it. Because that's essentially what you're doing. There is currently no cost to use this app.
It's free.
No cost associated with the question.
Nothing at all.
No
cost.
Totally
at
free.
All, currently.
Who's subsidizing it?
It's through a university. I'm not even sure how much cost there is to be subsidized, because I think it might all be volunteer.
There's a danger in that as well, because we saw it happen with Google Noggles, because as we all know, really no financial incentive. Once something breaks, it's really not a whole lot of incentive to fix it. So in some ways, that may not be such a good thing.
Right, and I did hear something about they may start charging for advanced features in the future.
I'd rather pay a subscription. It wouldn't bother me a bit.
Yeah.